The Queensland government announced it has culled 6 dingoes after the death of Piper James. The announcement has brought concerns to conservation groups and First Nations communities. A new petition created by the Dingo Conservancy asks the state government to stop culling dingoes and instead to work in non-invasive strategies to protect the species. The Wise Eduardo Jordan asked co-founder and secretary of the Dingo Conservancy, Dr. Jo Samuel King, her initial thoughts about this decision.
We were horrified. Firstly, our hearts went out to Piper James and her family, and we could tell right from the beginning that it was a tragedy for her family. We were also really concerned that that tragedy would spread to become a tragedy for the dingoes as well, and it did. We saw right early on that drowning was, you know, when the coroner came out and said that death was consistent with drowning, that made sense. Still, we thought dingoes may be involved. We don't know. But the reality is dingoes are dangerous, just like water is dangerous. But when someone drowns, we don't attempt to kill the ocean. We manage ourselves around it. So similarly, dingoes are a force of nature. They can be dangerous. We need to manage ourselves, not kill dingoes when they do what they naturally do.
So why are dingoes so critical to the environment, and why is there a stigma around dingoes?
So dingoes are what are called a keystone species. As an apex predator, they are absolutely crucial for keeping Australian ecosystems in balance. They do that two main ways. They put pressure, downward pressure, on grazing animals, everything from kangaroos to rabbits to feral pigs, deer. And they also put downward pressure and keep animals such as foxes and cats on their toes, so much so that they're crucial for small endangered mammals and birds, persistence and survival. Dingoes are the heartbeat of country. That's from a song known as Don't Shoot the Dingo by Gilbury Creations. It was created in response to the killing of the dingoes on Kigari and is a fantastic pro-dingo conservation song. They belong in country and they heal country. This is a concept being developed by traditional owner woman Kellyanne Blake, who is taking the Victorian government to court. I think your other question is, why are they so controversial and why have they been so persecuted? That's a very big question, and I think it comes back to the colonial mentality, the way that white man has of seeing land. When settlers first arrived, we saw a land that we didn't understand.
So what is the Dingo Conservancy doing to raise awareness about dingoes and their importance in our communities?
We've started with a Facebook group that is growing by the day to around 7,000 currently. So if anyone's interested, it's the Dingo Conservancy. We're also going to be holding a series of webinars over the next year. The first is on the 15th of February, and the link will be through our Facebook group. We will also be doing some capacity building for dingo advocates, training dingo advocates up so that they feel confident to do a presentation to politicians, to community groups, to school groups, and we'll be providing them with information packs. We're also working towards a nationwide petition.
I understand you've launched this petition on change.org, asking the Queensland yes. government particularly to stop calling the dingoes. Could you please explain yes. a little bit more about that? And it already had around 13,000 signatures.
Yes, this was a simple petition. We have a very small population of dingoes, somewhere between 70 to 200 on Kigari. They're genetically very vulnerable. They are ecologically and culturally very precious. And we've got to find other ways of managing people on that island besides killing dingoes. It's considered by experts to be a dumb way of managing dingoes, I'm quoting there, because it doesn't solve the problem. The problem is about how to manage the people so the people stay safe, just like if there's a rip or unsafe water, we learn how to manage ourselves.
Dr. Jo Samuel King from the Dingo Conservancy there, speaking with the wise Eduardo Jordan.